I got it mixed up, but I realize it's right now. Okay, it must be time for the call to start. Is it 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock there?
It is.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm going to just call out the names, and we'll see who else is here, Denise and Katie, okay? Rachel?
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you're here. Brenda? Melissa? Nancy? I bet we've got a lot of people on the road going to Thanksgiving somewhere else out of town. I hope they're safe, don't y'all? Y'all having snow or sleet today?
Lots of wind, very high winds.
We are too. We have sleet in it. We have 20 degrees. So we're going to have a good, happy Thanksgiving. That's going to be, stay in. That's good. Okay, well, I want to start off with going over what we've been doing this past week, and I want to get your opinion of what you got out of, well, the most important thing that you got out of the law of the ladder, which is what we just got through going through this past week, right? Right. Okay. So I'll just call out the names so we don't get on top of each other. How about that? Okay, let's start with, was that Brenda that just came on?
It was.
Okay. I won't start with you then, Brenda. I'll give you a minute to breathe. Rachel, okay. How about you?
Okay, so I think my biggest thing was really just working on your inward, then your outward. So it's just really important that you need that to be in line, then your outward to just, I don't know, I thought it was cool to look back, they said, and see where you're spending your time and your money.
Mm-hmm.
What goes to what, and see really where you're spending it and which part you're working on more, but you need your inward to be, I don't know, better than your outward.
It's just the first thing we got to have going right? No matter how much cosmetics or makeup we put on or how many clothes we put on, if we got the inward messed up, right, we're not going anywhere.
And you're the only one that can change it, which is true. But we were talking about somebody else last night, so I kind of heard it afterwards. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Good. It seems to be everybody's subject, Tom. Okay,
yeah.
Denise?
Well, I hate to be a copycat, like, and follow Rachel, but I really and truly agree with her. That was the thing that that meant the most to me. And, of course, being a Christian and hearing sermons on tithing your time, your talent, and your money for so many years, this just reiterated it. But like Rachel said, your inward beauty really is reflected on the outside, and this has been never more apparent to me than at my mother's funeral. My dad's younger sister came, and when I was a child, I thought she was so beautiful, but now I'm just shocked and surprised at how her face has not weathered well, and it's really and truly from her meanness. That's all all I'm gonna say. But it's just no amount of money could have saved the look that has come across her face, and it's because of her hard heart.
Oh,
and I think that, you know, that's why Mary Kay women just glow when you go to seminar. There's just like an aura of beauty, and it's not just the cleanser; it's the deep within, the peace, the joy, the love that comes out.
That's true. That is so true, and you do see it so much in Mary Kay, and that's the beautiful part about it. You don't see it in a lot of businesses, and that's why, you know, businesses have their problems. It comes out to everybody. Just like you said about the aunt, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Brenda.
One sentence that jumped out at me was that when you fail to make the right character choices within us, we give up ownership of ourselves. And when I read that, I just stopped because I'd had that same aha moment a week or two ago. And I wrote on the sideline that when instead of ownership, we give up our power. And then I read the next sentence, and of course it says we belong to others. I can't. Melody, it's not good. It says, we belong to others, to whatever gain controls us, as we put us in a bad place. So that was like reinforcing what I had just discovered, that we give up ourselves and our power.
Oh, I'm back.
Don't develop the inside.
Okay, I just missed the whole Brenda.
Oh, Brenda, you got to go again.
Oh.
I mean, my phone just went dead, and it came on and said, call failed. Okay. Must be my weather. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What I said was the sentence that in the whole book, the whole chapter, that one of them that jumped out at me was the sentence that says, when we fail to make the right character choices within us,
mm-hmm.
we give away ownership of ourselves. And I wrote in the sidelines that we give away our power. And the reason that jumped out at me is because a week or two ago, I kind of had an experience that helped me realize that, you know, I do give away my power by not developing some of the inner characteristics.
Uh-huh.
So that was my takeaway.
Good. Well, that's good. And character is so important. We need to be constantly aware of that, aren't we? I think sometimes that's something we take advantage to. I take advantage of. Excuse me, is that the wrong word? Isn't it? Okay, Katie, you got something you want to add to this? Unless Melissa and Nancy are here, we're through.
I don't think they are. Yeah, I don't think they are. I do. There were several things that really hit me with the core for this chapter. And one is, if you want to be successful, you must build your inside ahead of your outside. And I can say personally, the people that I've known in my life that worry more about what their outward appearance is, they not only get in financial strain, et cetera, it's never enough. It's never enough to give them happiness. So that's, you know, always a real eye-opener for me is kind of like, you know, when you compete with the Joneses, when does it stop? When are the Joneses done, or when are you done competing? So that was the first thing. And then, you know, nobody plans to mess up their life, but the problem is that few of us plan not to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, yeah, did we plan that or not? So, and one thing, Brenda sent me actually an email this past week talking about how successful her new discipline level has been, and just the fact that it just empowers her. And I think that's the epitome of this chapter, in working on the inward rather than the outward appearance, working on us personally rather than worried about everybody else and making sure we're doing what everybody else wants us to do. But one of the things she said in her email, and I'm going to quote it because, and I hope I quote it right, so I don't have it here in front of me, but it was just dead on. It said, I have found that now I have things, when I do things that I need to do, I'm more prone to do them rather than things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a simple, like, mind switch, like, you know, the thought of, that's a character building trait of, I'm going to do this because I need to. It's on my plan, which, of course, we create ourselves, but rather than what we want to do. And if all of us could have that little piece of building character with that, it would make a huge difference in all of us. So,
right. And I think these subjects that are in this chapter, really so many people don't pay any attention to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay any attention to how they are inside, the anger or the ugly or the whatever, like Denise was talking about. They don't pay attention to it. They aren't trying to work on it and fix it. So that's just a trait that they have. And the character, how many people really focus on their character, make sure that just little things like do what you say you're going to do, you know, that's part of your character. So I think that's great. News was really good. Okay. So today's chapter that we're reviewing is the character growth determines the height of your personal growth. And, you know, we're working towards leadership. And so this book is also applying a lot of this to building our leadership skills, right? So one of the things that I thought was real important was, what quality is the most admired in leadership? Now, is it with the way they look? Is it, you know, how successful they are? The answer, though, is, most admired is, what? Honesty. Wow. That's so simple, isn't it? You think most people are honest, but there's a lot in the world that is not. And so people don't trust people along the way. And that's so important that we as leaders do work on our honesty conscious, be aware of it, because we, you know, you can't tell somebody one thing. I remember one of the most important things that got me when I started getting to know people was when you call somebody and ask for them, and they're in the background, and they say, tell her I'm not here. What are they teaching the kids, and what are they doing themselves? That's a big thing, but it's a little thing, and it really slapped me in the face that people aren't always going to be honest, right? But they're not going to go anywhere either. Okay, so no one likes to work with unreliable people. So if you can't trust somebody, yourself, you won't ever be able to grow. Your character will, with honesty and integrity at its core, is essential to success in any area of your life. Without it, a person is building on shifting sand. People often focus on their professional capacity without developing character, and it's almost always cost them at the end. It costs them their personal relationships and often their career. 99% of leadership failures are failures of character. Character is developed over time by making the right choices in your life, sometimes at the most difficult times. And once you tarnish your character, you must work even harder to repair it. Guard your character strength, strengthen it, and it will repay you and your efforts for a lifetime. Character growth determines the height of your personal growth, and it's the law of the latter. Okay, now here are wrongs that most people's character and this is what we talked about and read about and studied in the book. The wrongs of most people's character ladder. I will focus on being better on the inside than on the outside. Character matters. What can get us in trouble is worrying more about how we look on the outside than how we really are on the inside. Our reputation comes from what others believe are our outside. Our character represents who we are on the inside. If you focus on being better on the character, on the inside, than on the outside, over time, you will also become better on the outside. The inside influences the outside. What we believe really matters. We reap what we sow. What we do or neglect to do in the privacy of our daily lives impacts who we are. If you neglect your heart, mind, and soul, it changes who you are on the outside as well as on the inside. Inside victories precede outside ones. If you do things you need to do when you need to do them, then someday you can do the things you want to do when you want to do them. And that's a phrase I have always loved. In other words, before you can do, you must be. Continual growth and lasting success are the results of aligning the inside and the outside of our lives. And getting the inside right must come first. With solid character traits that provide the foundation for growth. Our inside development is totally within our control. Character is a quality that embodies many important traits such as integrity, courage, perseverance, confidence, and wisdom. Unlike your fingerprints that are we get when we're born, you can't change. Character is something that you create within yourself and must take responsibility for changing it. If you want to be successful, you have to prioritize building your inside ahead of your outside. I don't think the average person quite understands how the inside influences the outside and how the growing on the inside traits what you need is to succeed in life. People don't seem to get the concept. Much thought or way most because they have a poor self-image about themselves. Not to mention the premise of growing up and growing on the inside cannot be seen, which doesn't make it tangible to them. Because it's intangible, you can't put 1 + 1 together and come up with 2. Second, I will follow the golden rule. People matter. John Maxwell told us about his book, Ethics 101, and that is a great book, and it's not a long book, so it might be something you want to add to your library. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative to do it for them. What's that phrase? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? People matter. Third, I will teach only what I believe. Passion matters. Well, I tell people all the time, you know, people can't sell something they don't believe in. Well, people can't really teach somebody something they don't do. And this goes back to children as far as I'm concerned. You know, when you tell children to tell them I'm not here, what are you doing? You're teaching them to lie. So that's why it is so important that we know that we can't teach what we don't believe. You're not teaching them to tell the truth. Borrowing beliefs have no passion, therefore no power. For I'll value humility above all virtues. Perceptive matters. When no one plans to mess up their life, the problem is that few of us plan not to. That is, we don't put the necessary safeguard in place to ensure a happy ending. Ways that you can ensure a happy ending. First, remember the big picture. What is it you want? What is the result? It's in your big picture. Next, recognize that everyone has weaknesses. Everyone has weaknesses. We have them as well as others. Next, be teachable. Be teachable. You know, that's one of the things I tell new consultants or new recruit prospects is what's required in this business is you don't have to have any certain education, but you must be teachable. Because we want to teach you to be successful. And next is be willing to serve others. Have a servant attitude. It will definitely come back to you in the long run. And the last one is be grateful. And at this time of year, we have to focus on all of the things that we are grateful for because Thanksgiving is the day we celebrate to make sure that we are doing that and we're not missing something. And be grateful for all the good things that happen to you. And sometimes, like we discussed last week, be grateful for the pains that we have because they're lessons learned if we learn from them. I love being around people who have a beginner's mindset. They think of themselves as apprentices instead of experts. And as a result, have a humble, teachable posture. Few things are better for cultivating character and developing humility than serving others. putting others first, right sizes on our ego and perspective. Gratitude is the acknowledging that someone did something for me that I could not do for myself. Gratitude expresses our vulnerability, our dependability on others. The Chinese proverb says that those who drink from the water must remember who dug the well. Everything we do, every accomplishment we have, every millstone we pass has come in part by the efforts of others. Most people think this concept, take it for granted. They forget the hard work and sacrifices that go into the littlest things that people take for granted. Important, because of this mindset, they don't understand that even the smallest of things that we take for granted, like drinking water from the faucet, actually started from a dream, a passion, hard work, creativity, failures, and setbacks until the process was perfected. In order to grow, we must humble ourselves and not take life for granted. Fifth, I'll strive to finish well. Faithfulness matters. Do the right thing and you feel right. Do the wrong thing and you feel bad. If you take control of your behavior, your emotions will fall into place. If you desire to grow and reach our potential, we must pay more attention to our character than our success. We must realize that personal growth means more than expanding our minds and adding to our skills. It means increasing our character as human beings. It means maintaining core intelligence, integrity, even when it hurts. It means being who we are or should be, not just being where we want to be. It means maturing our soul. Some people are born mud and remain mud. Sadly, some are born marble and die mud. Some are born mud and dream of marble, but remain mud. But many people of high character have been born mud and died marble. It's sad to say that we ask 100 people to define the word character. You will be amazed at the crazy answers that we get. Most people don't really know what character is and how to build it. Plus, you have no idea how character directly affects our lives. Today's society is more focused on getting theirs, getting mine, no matter how we get it, rather than getting it with good character. When was the last time you were taught the importance of character in formal education? The media, rather than reporting good character stories on the news, they bombard us with poor character stories, and we wonder why people put little stock in character. Wow. Let's go through the apply the letter and see. I hope you did it so you know what your answers were. Okay. Let me get my page here in the book. Okay, applying the ladder applying the law of the ladder to your life. Number one, assess where you have put most of your focus up until this point of in your life. Has it been on improving on the ladder or on the outside? Here are some of the ways you can do this. Compare how much you spent in the last 12 months on clothes, jewelry, accessories, and so on, versus how much you spent on books, conferences, and that sort of thing. Compare to how much time you spent in the last month on personal and spiritual growth versus activities related to appearance. If you exercise regularly, examine what benefits you are striving for. Do you relate to inner health or outer appearance? If your assessment reveals more than an outward focus than an inward one, then determine how to shift your focus by adding time, money, and attention to the things that will make you grow, even if they do not show. Now, do we have time to everybody say what you thought of what you're going to do or what you did in this to get your mind focused in the right way? Katie, do we have time for that?
We do, yes.
Okay. So let's start with Brenda.
Well, in looking at this, I feel like most of my life I've worked on the outside and was very frustrated because it just wasn't rewarding. But I think in the last year or two, my shift has gradually moved to more inward, and then, of course, in the last few months, it's been pretty intense looking at the inside. So, as far as the what I've done to make that shift, it's all been brought about because of Mary Kay.
Okay. So, what have you done? I mean, you bought books and things like that. What are you actually doing to do with that? To get that growth is what we're trying to get. Where we from on, about the inner with the outer.
Well, I haven't other than what we've been studying, and well, I have bought books. I've gotten a lot of self-help books. I haven't really attended conferences or anything.
But you attend your meeting.
I'm sorry.
You attend your meeting, don't you?
Yep, I do attend the meeting. And well, yes, and absolutely. I mean that is what I meant when I said that it's all because of Mary Kay. It's been through the meetings and the people that I'm interacting with that's helping to bring around about the inside change.
Mm-hmm.
But I have caught myself many times. In fact, once yesterday, catching myself when I'm out in the store or around other people, checking my attitude because. Mm-hmm. Without realizing it, I can have a pretty darn arrogant attitude, you know, about certain things, and I'll think, "Wow, what would a person think if they knew what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would they think if they knew I had that attitude right now?" And that has been, I think, part of the byproduct of all the things that we've been studying.
Good.
I was going to say I want to add for Brenda is she might not have physically attended conferences, but I can tell you that she listens to self-help books on a constant basis on the way to work and on the way back. She never has music on. She's always listening to something. And the one thing I know she's listened to a couple of the books that I have downloaded. One is what's the one about the acceptance factor?
Mm-hmm.
That we it's a I think it's a Joyce Meyer book, but anyway, I mean
yeah.
Constantly.
Well, that is true. I had forgotten about that.
Well, a conference doesn't have to be a whole bunch of people.
It can be you and a tape. I mean, really,
yeah, that's right.
But y'all have to pray for my CD players on the blink.
Put that on your Christmas list. You can't do without that. Okay, how about let's go to Rachel.
Well, I would say sort of just like Brenda. I mean, I really I've never been a good book reader, as Katie knows. I hate to read. So So I truly have learned with Mary Kay, like, I've read more books now than I probably have in years prior.
Mm-hmm.
And just going to the meetings and everything, that I know since I've started my business, I can see how I've changed,
mm-hmm.
how I've developed. And I just think it's really that, just kind of, like, I've done book clubs before, and I've never made it past the second week. So it's kind of
everybody
really
can thank Rachel
spending the time. Huh?
Everybody can thank Rachel for books on tape on the CDs.
Right. Well, I've used both of them because sometimes I'm more book reading and to understand something than I am to listen. But then the listening makes it so easy when I can be riding on the road and being able to do it. So I love both of them. So
you know, what
I
used
to. Were you through Rachel?
I just have always had a comprehension problem. So when I read, sometimes I have to read a book 3 times to actually take it in and understand it. So
uh-huh.
I just get fed up and I just don't read the book. I give up on it. So
I am
doing better now.
Right.
You are, absolutely. I would say absolutely. Like you said, you've read more since you've been challenged to. And the other thing I will tell you guys that's a key in listening to books when you're in the car and CDs and things like that is what your children are getting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know many of you have heard the story that the first time Victor met Gloria Mayfield Banks, he recited her affirmation to her word for word. And she just screamed at the top of her lungs because I had the clue. And I thought, whoa, just imagine what else I could have been feeding his brain had I been listening to all the music out there.
Uh-huh.
So remember that when we're listening to what our listening choices are.
That's right. Are we letting them control it, or are we helping feed them what they need?
Mhm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We wouldn't let them decide when they wanted to brush their teeth.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Denise.
Well, I'm here again. I'm a big copycat on everybody else, but.
Hey, I call that research, not copycat.
What I have gained from in the last, 5 months is
uh-huh.
the Monday night meetings are so positive and so uplifting and so encouraging. I just look forward to it. And if I were to have to miss a week, I think I would go into kind of like a detox, like a sugar diabetic coma. And then the books that you all are recommending to us and generating for us or making such a positive impact on me, and I'm gaining self-confidence, and I know that's part of the program is a self-improvement program, and you're just never too old to learn. You're never too old to change and to become a better you, and that's what I'm getting out of especially these dark 30 conference calls is the positive
That's part of your growth too, Denise.
Right. Learning self-discipline and being around the two Katie, you definitely will catch self-discipline.
Right.
Thank you all so much.
At
3:30. Huh?
At 3:30, at 3:30 to ask you to make sure you're awake.
He's like, never.
Well, you know, when I started working for National, I did start getting up at 4 o'clock, and it has remained with me since.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's go to 2 now. Plan to spend time in the coming months to regularly serve others. Putting aside your own agenda and putting others first will help you develop humility, character, and others' mindedness. Start with your family if you aren't in the habit of doing that already. Another idea is to set aside at least an hour each week for volunteering. Schedule it and then give it 100% of your focus while you're serving. And then we can do that in a lot of ways. We can do it even at work, set aside that time. And to work with somebody else I remember when I married Thomas, it was so funny. Of course, most people in the world, are negative in some way, and he was. he was very negative. And, you know, negative statements are the thing that just drove me crazy. And so I would do him just like a consultant. He would say, well, I don't have, I can't do, or whatever. And I would say, now let's rephrase that. So, I mean, you can do spend that time constructively in a lot of ways, but put it towards somebody else. Okay? Now, I'm not going to ask y'all what you're going to do on that, because that's something you've got to put into action for yourself. And the last one, number three, is, let's see, Dan Coates said, character cannot be summoned by the moment of crisis, but it has been squandered by years of compromise and rationalization. The only test ground for the heroics is the mundane. The only preparation for the one profound decision which can change a life or even a nation is those hundreds of half-conscious, self-defining, seemingly insignificant decisions made in private. Habit is a daily battleground of character. So what are you doing each day to develop the habit of character growth? Are you giving attention to your soul? Are you doing hard, unpleasant things? Are you practicing the golden rule and putting others ahead of yourself? Your character isn't set. You can improve it. It's never too late. You can change what you are and your overall potential by becoming a better person. Now, that was a great chapter, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know, somebody used to say, I forgot it now, if you're standing still, you won't go anywhere. If you're going backwards, you're going up. I'm saying it wrong, so I'm going to quit right now. Okay. Katie, have you got something to close with?
I do, and I think the statement was, going backwards is better than standing still, at least you're going somewhere.
Yeah, thank you.
The statement that I think I used to be told as a child, that, and Thomas also got told the campings you're not willing to try.
Right.
I wasn't alone in that statement, thank goodness.
And one of my consultants, the one time did a needlepoint for me for Christmas, and it was, how can you find time to do it over... Wait a minute. What's that one, Katie? You know it too. You saw the thing. Do it right the first time.
You don't have time to do it right the first time. You don't have time to do it.
Do it at all.
How do you have time to do it over when you didn't do it? Oh, something. Yeah.
Brenda said, yeah.
Yeah,
if you don't have time
right.
to do it right the first time, why do it at all is what I was told too. That was a good quote. Good one, Brenda. That brought back memories. You know, the great part about this chapter is there is so many things that you can probably bring back. At least I know I can bring back from my childhood and things I was taught. And one thing that I've learned as an adult, and Steve actually has shared this, or I've read it in my thesis calling or something like that. And if you want to know what you value, just take a look at your checkbook, because that will show you what you value. And that really hit home to me. I mean, today in today's world, you can't really look at your checkbook. I mean, you have to look on your online banking. But really, that's so true. Like, wow, what a difference in making that statement. So it is a different world. But I do have something to close with. I want to close with, well, I have a couple of quotes, but and then I want to close with seven characteristics of what character truly is. A couple of quotes. Thomas Paine said, reputation is what men and women think of. Character is what God knows of us.
Mm.
Think about that. I mean, a reputation is what is the human. It's what men and women think. But character is what God knows of us because he put it in us. So excellence is not a single act but a habit. You are what you repeatedly do. And, you know, I think you guys have heard me say that 1,000 times. Discipline in one is discipline in all. And it is not a single act. You have to be excellent every day, every hour, every minute. Your children don't know, or the people around you don't know. Like Brenda said yesterday, you know, she had that whoa moment. They don't know that you're having a bad day. They don't know it's any different than, oh, I can do that on certain days. No, it's every day. It's a single act, but it's a habit. Mm-hmm. And then knowledge will give you power, but character gives you respect. Mm-hmm. So your character is what brings about respect from people, not the knowledge you have. And then winning takes talent, but to repeat the act of winning takes character.
Mm.
So that's exactly the true statement there. So here's the pillars of character. I just want you guys to take this and really focus on this for the week. The first one is respect. You treat people. And I know my mom said, you know, the old adage, do unto others. And it's funny because I was always taught do unto others as you would do unto them. But then I started thinking about that. Well, really? No, you do unto others as you would want them to do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we think deep down, it's not really what we would. We don't want them to do what we wish to them.
We would want
them to do that. Right. Mm-hmm. So we want them to do what we would want them to do to us. So, and then responsibility. Take responsibility for your commitments. Rachel got to experience firsthand this past week what that means in the sense of she had booked an appointment. She called me and she said, the lady's not answering her phone. I'm at her house. What do I do? I said, go up to the door. I said, you're a woman of your word. You made an appointment. Even though you told her you would call her, you've called her. Now go up to the door. And it was a real battle for Rachel, but what a learning experience it was for her. She took responsibility for her commitment, and the lady just totally had to backpedal. And again, she showed her kids what lack of character was by the excuses that she gave. So that was a real good eye-opener for Rachel in the next journey of her Mary Kay life. And then honest, doing and saying things that are truthful, that's a key in character. The integrity is the next one. Do what is right because it is the right thing to do, not because others are watching.
Right.
So we don't do the right thing because others are watching. We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And I know we've always said, I've always heard, do things as if no one's watching. You know,
right.
Pray as if no one's watching. And then self-worth, liking and respecting, being proud of yourself. I want to really encourage you guys. I have one more, but I really want to encourage you guys this week. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. I will tell you that is one of the hardest things I see us having the ability to do. And I'm not saying us as women. I'm saying us as a generation. We have the hardest time giving ourselves a pat on the back and saying, that was a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do that. You need to do that. You don't need others to do it for you. It's great when you have others do it. But if you can't do it, others are not going to do it. Because they're not going to feel it from you. So do that this week. Have some self-respect and some self-worth of the things that you're doing. Brenda, I know you just drove to Texas to be with your mom. Boy, you need to applaud yourself on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be proud of yourself for that. Because that's a long journey. And so those kind of things. It can be the smallest thing, but it's a key in how we, the outward appearance that we put out. And then lastly is self-discipline. This is so key for, believe it or not, for me and what I'm about to say, controlling one's words, actions, and reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So self-discipline for me isn't about getting to the gym. I don't have a problem with that. It's controlling my reactions to situations.
Yeah.
That was a tough one when I read that. I'm like, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So,
and there's a book that's about act and react and the difference in them, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I just want you guys to, and I can email those out along with the recorded phone call, but just think about those things this week as we go into the week of Thanksgiving and, you know, what we're grateful for. Be grateful for being proud of yourself. You are on this call. You are here. You've made it through chapter 9. We're going on to chapter 10. Oh, my gosh. That speaks volumes. So you guys have a great week. Have a wonderful, happy, blessed Thanksgiving. And I can't wait to talk to each of you guys next Thursday.
And I'm thankful for each one of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Have a
happy
great one. Bye, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Bye.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. Love you.